Let me first say this psalm is not a reading that I chose. It happens to be the psalm in the lectionary for this particular Sunday. But I was struck by how timely it strikes at least me, both for this moment when we are celebrating the saints, All Saints Sunday, but also as we are about to have this election next week, an election that has a lot of emotion and anxiety and angst and vitriol surrounding it. It's worth noting, as Art pointed out, the psalm begins, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord all the days of your life." It's akin to what Paul says when he says, "Pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord every moment, every day." The day before the election, the day after the election, praise the Lord. And then it goes into this wonderful, I think, reminder for us, especially heading into an election. Do not put your trust in princes. Other translations say in leaders. We might want to say in politicians. In mortals, unable to help. When their breath departs, they go into the earth and their plans with them. Now let me be clear. The psalm is not saying don't vote. In fact, I would encourage you, if you have not already voted early, taken advantage of early voting, please go vote on Tuesday. It is crucial for us as citizens of this country, but I believe it's also part of our responsibility as people of faith to vote, to make our voices and opinions heard. It's both an opportunity and a responsibility. I would encourage you as well to be a wise and informed voter. Research the issues, these constitutional amendments that we are voting for here in North Carolina, the candidates and where they stand and the kind of people they are. Do your research. I'm always amazed by there are people who, they're going to buy a new car or a house, and the hours and hours and hours of research and comparison they do. I'm thinking about trying a new brand of toothpaste, and they do all this research. And yet some of these people, when it comes to voting, just kind of go in and check boxes. Please be an informed voter. And let your faith inform your voting. I think that's important for us as people of faith to do as well. I would also point out to you some of the values that are espoused in this psalm as God's values. Justice for the oppressed, feeding the hungry, caring for the stranger and the widow and the orphans. These are God's values, love and care. I would encourage you to make sure in your voting you are voting for issues and people who in some way embody those values. That's important. But I would also highlight, again, the perspective of this psalm. Happy are those whose trust, whose hope is in the Lord. Now, that's a pretty good definition of saints, if you need one. Those who have, who do, who will in their lives put their hope, their trust in God above all else. And that's why the psalm reminds us, even as you're going in to vote, do not put your trust in human beings. Put your trust in God. No human being, will save the world? No human being, no matter what position, will destroy the world. We hope. We keep making technology that seems to make that more and more likely, unfortunately. But I do believe voting is important. This may be the most important election of our lifetimes, although I'm old enough to remember that that seems to be said about every single election that happens. It may be true. Elections may be like, I think of pizza. If you ask me, what's your favorite pizza? I would say whatever pizza I have right in front of me at that moment. Maybe elections are like that. Maybe every election that we are at is the most important one in our lifetime. But do not put your ultimate hope and trust in any person, politician, institution. Be wise, knowledgeable, and informed voters, and vote. But don't think that the sun will not rise Wednesday morning because of the outcome of this election, one way or another. Come Wednesday morning, hopefully, the sun will rise, as it always done, and we will go out and do what we always do, regardless of how an election turns out. We will go out as people of God and try to love and share peace and joy and hope and justice for the oppressed and food for the hungry and hospitality and welcome to the strangers and help the widows and orphans and the overlooked. And we will keep doing the work that we are called to do as followers of God, regardless of how things go Tuesday. So there's hope. Either way, that's our hope. God will still be our God. We will still be loved. We will still have work to do, regardless of how things play out Tuesday or any day. Any election. I think that's a valuable perspective because it's easy in our modern world to get caught up in all the angst and think that everything depends on a certain moment or election or vote. And as important as these things are, our ultimate trust and hope is not in them or in any person, but in God. Barack Obama was not either savior or destroyer of our country. Donald Trump is not either savior or destroyer of our country. No senator, congressperson, governor, mayor, county commissioner, no one is. Oprah Winfrey is not savior or destroyer of the world. So I would simply invite maybe ratcheting back the angst a little. Again, be a wise, informed voter, a faithful voter, but not consumed by the emotion. Our hope, our trust is not in the result of any vote or election. It's in God. So I would also maybe invite you, if you haven't voted yet and are going to be voting on Tuesday, you might even take with you in your heart and mind the verse from this psalm. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals who cannot help. When their breath departs, they go back into the earth and their plans depart with them. I would invite you to pray before you vote, while you vote, after you vote. But remember that come Wednesday morning, we still have work to do, regardless of how things turn out. We still have love to share and people to welcome and justice to work for and peace to work for and all those things that we keep doing. Maybe the bottom line is this perspective from this psalm for us. No matter who you are voting for or what issue you are voting on Tuesday, you're not voting for a savior. We've already got one. We know who it is. And Jesus will still be our savior Wednesday morning. Amen.